full detachment will come or not, or full transcendental knowledge will come or not, full satisfaction, and I will not take, oh, my stomach is full. He will realize what I am telling, what I told.
He will not realize if somebody is taking three mouthfuls of food. From that we won't become satisfied with, we won't become completely satisfied with one stomach before.
What will be there, actually?
There will still be some desire to have more.
And?
Hunger.
Hunger, something is there. So if anyone doing bhakti according to the level, stage of bhakti, he will gain two things also, detachment and knowledge. When bhakti will be completed, oh, he will be satisfied in full. All kinds of knowledge, transcendental knowledge will come, and also vairagya will come in full. But if bhakti is not in full there, then disattachment or knowledge will be in the same
proportion.
Understand what I told?
If bhakti is full, then the realization, knowledge, and detachment will also be full. According to the percentage of bhakti that has not been completed, there will still be ignorance and attachment to the world.
So we should see that if any devotee is doing bhakti, in beginning, you should not see that, oh, where is that vairagya and knowledge? According to them, all will come, according to his bhakti. But if you are not following this process, actually anything will not come. If you are doing bhakti, chanting, remembering all things, but not even a little disattachment for world has come, then you are doing not bhakti. There is some loophole there. Knowledge, all kinds of knowledge come itself. By bhakti, you will have taste to hear all these things. So, by this process, a soul can be otherwise not. Dharma sunishtang punsang visvakse nukatha suja not padyan yadirating samayevahi kevalam.
The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attachment, attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
What he told?
That there's a varnashram system and everyone has activities according to that varnashram, according to his qualities. If he performs those activities and they don't lead to attachment to Krishna or attraction to the message of Krishna, all those activities are useless labor only.
Not only this. For beginners, this. Dharma swanishthita. All kinds of dharma. Varnasam dharma. Even you are chanting name. Even you are doing archan. You are doing so many activities like distributing books, making temples, making cow, and also schools of boys, children, Gurukul, so many. But if you have no taste in hearing Harikatha, sweet pastime, very powerful, then everything is yours.
Useless.
So this Harikatha should be heard first, and there should be taste in hearing. Otherwise, your chanting will hamper. Your this Achan, you can give up easily. Your sannyas you can give up. Even your brahmachari state you can give up. And then you will come down. So, we should try to hear first and then kirtanam. Shravanam, then kirtanam. So, shravan is first. Shravan means hearing of Harikatha, past times of Katha. So many truths, siddhanta, all these things. Vadanti tattva vidastattam jajjnanam advayam vad. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagvaneti shabdate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan.
Any purport?
Yes.
Very big or?
Not
so big. Yes.
The absolute truth is both subject and object, and there is no qualitative difference there. Therefore, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same. The same substance is realized as impersonal Brahman by the students of the Upanishads, as localized Paramatma by the Hiranyagarbhas or yogis, and as Bhagavan by the devotees. In other words, Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the last word of the absolute truth. Paramatma is the partial representation of the Personality of Godhead, and impersonal Brahman is the glowing effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the sun rays are to the sun god. Less intelligent students of either of the above schools sometimes argue to favor of their own respective realization. But those who are perfect seers of the absolute truth know well that the above three features are of the one absolute truth, and they are different perspective views seen from different angles of vision.
More?
As it is explained in the first sloka of the first chapter of Bhagavatam, the Supreme Truth is self-sufficient, cognizant, and free from the illusion of relativity. In the relative world, the knower is different from the known, but in the absolute truth, both the knower and the known are one and the same thing. In the relative world, the knower is the living spirit or superior energy, whereas the known is inert matter or inferior energy. Therefore, there is a duality of inferior and superior energy, whereas in the absolute realm, both the knower and the known are of the same superior energy. There are three kinds of energies of the supreme energetic. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic, but there is a difference of quality of energies. The absolute realm and the living entities are of the same superior energy, but the material world is inferior energy. The living entity in contact with the inferior energy is illusion, thinking he belongs to the inferior energy. Therefore, there is the sense of relativity in the material world. In the absolute, there is no such sense of difference between the knower and the known, and therefore everything there is absolute.
Here again he is telling, Shrimatang Swakatha Krishna, Punya Savana Kirtana, Hridyam Tasto Hyabhadrani Vidhunot Sahit Satam.
Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
So, Shravanatam Swakatha Krishna. Here, those I told first that there should be taste in hearing. What hearing? All the knower of truth, Brahmavid, Tattvavid, they say that Parabrahma is one and he is called Bhagavan. But from a distance, if you will see that Bhagavan, you will see only like a light. And this is called Brahma. What light? The light of Bhagavan,
nails
of feet, not hands, even. So this is called Brahma. This is called knowledge. And when you will see by yoga, then you can see Paramatma only. And by bhakti only, you can see this Bhagavan. Who is this Bhagavan? Now he takes the name Ete Chansakala Punsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrar Vyakulam Lokam Ridiyanti. The same Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Prajandanandan manifests his so many incarnations. But he is one. All the incarnation are indifferent to him. Even Brahma. If Krishna is not there, beauty cannot come. So this is like a beauty. Brahma. But the rays of the sun, the light of sun is not sun. Similarly, that Brahma is not Krishna. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead is Swayam Bhagavan Prajendranandan Krishna. So we should, if anyone is hearing about him and his devotees, his associates, then Krishna, what he does? Srinvatang Swakatha Krishna Punya Samana Kirtana Hridyanto Yabhadranani. As he hears the glorification of Krishna, his devotees, Krishna himself in the shape of Harikatha enters from here and comes in the heart. As a friend, he brooms everything, all bad things. Everything himself, if you are hearing. Like Parikshit Maharaj was hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, and Krishna entered there and he dispelled all kinds of ignorance and everything. And Krishna was there sitting. So if you are hearing all these katha, then Krishna, in the shape of Harikatha, past times, he will enter from your ears in your heart. Whether you are wanting or not, he will clarify everything, purify everything. And then what will be? Hridyantascho yabhadranai vidhunostu hissatam. Like a friend, what is malice in your heart, unwanted thing, he will take out. And then nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
All kinds of doubts goes away. Krishna himself dispels all kinds of ignorance. There will be no ignorance. And a test will come. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya. There are two kinds of bhagavat. First is Srimad Bhagavatam. Himself Krishna. And second, his associates are bhagavat. You will have to serve both. You will have to first serve bhakta bhagavat. Devotee Bhagavat. And he has some key and lock of this Bhagavat. He will open. And then from his mouth you can hear all these things. Then bhakti uttam shloke, bhagavati uttam shloke, bhaktir bhavati nishtiki, then nishtha bhakti will come. Nishtha bhakti means?
Steadiness
in bhakti will come. All doubts, everything will go. Totally they will go. And then from this nishtiki bhakti, then taste will come. Then asakti will come. Asakti?
Attachment
will come. To, first to process, and then to Krishna himself. In this way, you can develop your Krishna consciousness. This is the way. There is no way in this world. If you are not in way, you should try to come in way. And hear transcendental these words. Today, we should stop here. Gaur Pramana. Try to follow all this sincerely, and you will see that in no time, very soon, all doubts will go, a test will come in hearing, chanting and worshipping, everything will come. No.